Around July 31, 2026, something shifted in the AI conversation. It stopped being all about new benchmarks, flashy DMOS, and capability milestones.
Exactly. The focus moved toward the practical risks of AI systems already running in real-world settings.
And that felt like a real turning point. Safety stopped being a side note and became a central concern across engineering, enterprise adoption, development, and policy.
The core idea is that as AI becomes more capable, more affordable, and more widely deployed, safety can no longer be treated as a secondary research topic.
Right. A model can look impressive in a controlled lab, but it can still cause serious problems when large numbers of people use it in customer service, software development, internal tools, or autonomous workflows.
That's the key chain. AI is no longer just experimental in many contexts. It's becoming part of everyday operational infrastructure.
So the mindset shifts. The industry is no longer only asking how much smarter the next model can be.
It's asking whether current systems can be trusted in high-stakes situations.
And that raises some very practical questions.
For example, can AI outputs be trusted when mistakes are costly?
Can teams tell when a system is guessing rather than reasoning?
Can errors be detected before they become incidents?
Are users given enough transparency to make responsible decisions?
And are there clear processes for fixing, pausing, or improving systems after launch?
Those are not abstract ethical questions. They're practical engineering and product questions.
They determine whether AI systems can be deployed responsibly.
In practice, AI safety sounds less like dramatic failure scenarios and more like design choices, testing habits, and the systems surrounding the model.
Four major areas stand out.
First, transparency.
Users and teams need to understand what an AI system is good at, where it may fail, and how its outputs should be interpreted.
Even a model that writes excellent code is not a replacement for human review.
And a model that summarizes complex documents is not a substitute for professional judgment.
Clear expectations help reduce misuse and over-reliance.
Second, evaluation and testing.
Testing a model on a few impressive examples is not enough.
Teams need to understand performance across edge cases, ambiguous prompts, and adversarial inputs.
That's especially important in regulated industries and customer-facing products, where errors can have real financial, legal, or operational consequences.
Third, human oversight.
As AI agents become more capable, the role of human oversight becomes clearer.
The goal is not simply to remove people from the loop, but to place them in the right places.
Some tasks may be safe to automate, while others should require review, confirmation, or escalation.
The critical skill is knowing which tasks fall into which category.
Fourth, incident response.
A mature safety approach includes planning for failure before it happens.
Teams need to think through what to do when a model produces harmful, inaccurate, or biased output, when a prompt injection attempt succeeds, or when a system behaves unexpectedly after an update.
The argument is that serious AI teams are building response plans in advance rather than reacting after problems occur.
That also changes the role of developers and builders.
Building AI products is no longer just about integrating an API and shipping a feature.
It now requires understanding system limitations, designing guardrails, and making safety part of the development culture rather than an afterthought.
Responsible AI is becoming part of product quality.
Teams that ignore this shift may face technical debt, user distrust, and operational risk.
Teams that embrace it may build more durable products and earn stronger long-term trust.
Enterprises are also changing their expectations.
In the past, many organizations were eager to adopt AI quickly because of its potential.
Now, buyers are asking harder questions.
They want to know how models are evaluated, how data is handled, how outputs are monitored, and what happens when something goes wrong.
That's especially true in industries where mistakes are costly, such as healthcare, finance, legal services, and customer support.
For these organizations, AI is not just a productivity experiment. It's part of the operational environment, which raises the bar for reliability, accountability, and governance.
The broader conversation is also expanding into ethics and regulation.
The point is that technical fixes alone are not enough.
Responsible development also requires clear policies, ethical guidelines, and accountability structures.
This is not framed as an attempt to slow innovation down, but as a way to build innovation that can be trusted.
The most successful AI systems of the future will likely combine strong capability with clear boundaries, thoughtful design, and a genuine commitment to user safety.
The final takeaway is that the week around July 31, 2026, may not be remembered for a dramatic technical breakthrough.
But it may be remembered for the moment the industry began taking safety seriously at scale.
That's a quieter form of progress, but potentially one of the most important.
As AI moves from experiments into everyday tools, the central question is no longer only whether these systems can do more.
It's whether they can do more responsibly.
If the industry can answer that with honesty, discipline, and long-term thinking, the next phase of AI may be less about spectacle and more about trust.